She told you too? So it must be important.
But dreams aren't real, said Jack.
Some dreams aren't, but this one is, said Annie. I can just feel it.
She opened the back door.
I'll see you later.
Wait, I'm coming, said Jack. He raced up the stairs. Having the same dream must mean something, he thought. He grabbed his backpack and threw his notebook and pencil into it. Then he ran downstairs.
We'll be back soon, Mom, Jack called into the living room.
Where are you going so early? His dad called.
Just for a quick walk, said Jack.
It rained last night, called his mom. Don't get your shoes wet.
We won't.
Jack slipped out the door. Annie was waiting for him.
Let's go, she said.
The sky was pale gray. The air felt freshly washed. Jack and Annie ran up their quiet street to the Frog Creek Woods. They headed between the trees. Soon they came to the tallest oak in the woods. There was a wooden house high in the treetop.
It is back, whispered Jack.
Someone looked out the window of the treehouse, a lovely old woman with long white hair. Morgan Le Fay.
Come up,
called the magical librarian. Jack and Annie climbed up the rope ladder and into the treehouse. In the dawn light, they